An introduction by Paul Shane. Greeting, friends. I would like to take this opportunity to introduce myself to those of you whom I have not yet met or had the pleasure to speak with. My name is Paul Shane, and I am the new Chief Executive Officer for the California Council of the Blind. I began my tenure at the CCB on September 19, 2016, and let's just say that my time here has been adventurous, to say the least. As a new CEO, it is industry practice to conduct a comprehensive assessment to understand the temperature of the organization and begin to map out where your time is best spent for the maximum return of investment. Imagine my surprise when I discovered that the CCB lacked even the most basic infrastructure needed to conduct this assessment. As soon as I discovered, the CCB, while a very mature organization in terms of age, was in fact operating in the initial stages of a nonprofit life cycle. I remember thinking, no problem, I can handle this. Just start from scratch, you've done it before, and you can do it again. Then the computers crashed, the phones stopped working, and I was asked to spearhead the budget for 2017, which was another adventure entirely. Good times. Also, did I mention the simultaneous fundraiser at Tommy T's, the 2018 pre-convention walkthrough, and the vision casting session? Needless to say, my first 90 days at the CCB passed quickly, and I learned a lot about the organization and about people who are blind and visually impaired. This period was intense, but to be honest, I loved every minute. I am a lifelong learner who loves people. I have had the sincere privilege of meeting many amazing, devoted people in my time at CCB. Even on my most frustrating days, I come to work with a smile of anticipation of making a real difference in the lives of others and supporting a mission that truly matters to so many people. Having said that, now let me briefly visit some unpleasant realities. As I have said in both my report to the CC Board of Directors and on the President's call in January and February, the CCB needs to put some basic things in motion to become a long-term, financially sustainable organization. At an absolute minimum, we need a strategic and operational plan, a comprehensive research development plan, and a fund development model, a marketing and communications plan, internal financial controls consistent with industry standards, a commitment to avoiding emotion and concentrating on substance, and an unwavering commitment to unifying CCB under one mission and one vision. In order to accomplish these things, we need to put together the basic building blocks out of which these essential elements will grow. Before we can do that, we need to discuss the elephant in the room. I have experienced both the best and the worst in people since starting at the CCB, and I can confidently state that I feel the biggest current threat to the CCB is the internal strife present across the organization. We need to put all our differences aside and come together as a solid team if we plan to survive and thrive as we enter the exciting next stage of our development. This is not an insurmountable challenge. In fact, it is quite simple to overcome using a three-step method. First, we increase transparency and communication across the membership. In the absence of information, the rumor mill flourishes. We have already taken steps in this direction and welcome additional feedback and suggestions on how to increase these efforts. Our first order of business is the new year was to get the 2017 budget approved and make it accessible to every member of the CCB and the public who were interested in receiving it. Next, we sent a requirement that chapter and affiliate presidents attend a monthly conference call to provide additional channel of communication. Our third step was to create, quote, the brown bag for knowledge, a monthly conference call with the CEO. The purpose of this call is to create a direct two-way communication feedback loop between the CEO and the CCB membership. This meeting will rotate monthly to ensure everyone has the opportunity to participate. It will also evolve into a part questions and answers section and part educational workshop once topics relevant to the CCB membership have been identified. Please refer to the CA connection for times and dates of the meeting. Second, we need to separate the personality conflicts and old wounds from new endeavors and opportunities and put aside our grievances for the greater good and success of the CCB as a whole. Third, we need to know when to be true to ourselves and true to the CCB. The CCB is a very diverse organization, and there will probably never be a situation where everyone agrees completely on a course of action. At this pinnacle point, we are all faced with the individual decision to use our efforts to build up the CCB or tear it down. In order to be successful and come together and under one vision and mission, we need to be able to recognize when we reach this point and come to terms with the fact that even if we do not agree with the situation, we care enough about the CCB to make a conscious decision to, quote, do no harm to the efforts of others and to the CCB as a whole. As one highly intelligent chapter president recently put it, quote, as a democratic organization, even if we don't agree with the vote or the direction of the organization, we have to respect it, close quote. If we sincerely embrace this three-step method and are committed to it, the situation will fix itself. I have seen it work when implemented at other organizations, and I am confident that it will work for us. I truly believe in our ability to make this happen. Now, on to brighter topics. In 2016, the CCB membership contributed its time and talents to the organization by donating 40,409 volunteer hours, which is equivalent to $9,520,000 of in-kind services. This is an enormous accomplishment of which you should all be proud. This is truly amazing work. As we all look forward to the upcoming 2017 convention, I would like you all to consider attending the fundraiser at BJ's Brewhouse on Wednesday, April 5th, between the hours of 4 and 10. The CCB will receive 20% of all the proceeds during this time. BJ's Brewhouse is located about two driveways away from the Hilton of Woodland Hills, and there would be plenty of guides available if you choose to use them. There are also some new topics on the agenda this year, including a presentation on resources developed by yours truly. In addition, we will have exciting updates about the 2018 convention, and I will be hosting a brainstorming session to solicit your feedback on what you would like added to next year's convention. Stay tuned for time and place. In conclusion, I want to say thank you for all your support and dedication to the CCB. It is often easy to forget to say thank you and take for granted those closest to us, and I never want that to happen at CCB. So thank you so much for everything that you all do in the name of CCB. Never doubt that you are appreciated. As always, feel free to call me or email me directly with questions and concerns and suggestions at 916-441-2100 or at paul.shane, S-H-A-N-E, at ccbnet.org. Yours in service, Paul Shane, CEO.